Thanks for listening to our Cambridge Breakfast podcast. Remember, you can subscribe with Radio Player or your favourite podcast app and never miss an episode. And don't forget to join us live on Cambridge 105 Radio, weekday mornings from 7.
Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now, what we're listening to there is a short excerpt from the first movement of the first symphony from our guest this morning, Adam Pounds. On Saturday, Adam's second symphony will receive its first performance by the Academy of Great St. Mary's. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for coming. And now, we must explain, we first met Adam at the much-missed Mill Road Parklet, which was, oh my goodness, that feels like weeks ago now.
It wasn't
that long ago, was it? And you wrote that symphony 35 years ago.
Yeah, that's right.
And the second one being performed on Saturday.
Yeah.
When did you write that?
Well, I wrote that in the last year, in fact.
That's quite a gap, if you don't mind me saying so, between symphonies. What have you been doing in between?
Well, lots of chamber music.
Right.
And also something that's called a tone poem, which is more descriptive music, usually in one movement.
I've not come across that at all. Is it like a symphony, only shorter, or I don't know?
Not really. I mean, the earliest tone poem I wrote was the Gallic Triptych, which was about the Battle of Culloden and feelings in Scotland. So it's descriptive.
Right, and there's no words. Is it all done within the music?
It's all done music, yeah.
Wow, I've never come across that before. Now, you're involved in a couple of musical organisations, one of which is the Academy of Great St. Mary's, and it's them who are going to be, are going to be performing on Saturday.
That's right, yes. Yeah, they're a wonderful bunch of players. They come from all walks of life in the city. Some are professors or academics working in the university, other people working in the city, but it tends to be not a student organisation.
That's interesting, because Great St. Mary's is very often, you know, marked down as being the university church, isn't it?
Well, these people are very much connected to the university.
Yes, but not directly, as it were.
I guess happy
accidents in some of them. And the other thing, alongside that, you've got what seems to be quite a coup, actually, and Chloe Hanslip is going to be there, and she's going to be leading Mozart's Violin Concerto Number 3. And normally with these things, we'd like, you know, we'd say, oh, she's done this, she's done that. We'd be here all day.
Yeah, that's right.
And she's only about 30, I think.
Yeah, absolutely amazing player. Of course, appeared at the Proms as well.
Yes.
And this is the third time she's played with us over a space of about 5 years. She played the Brahms Violin Concerto, the Saint-Saëns, and now she's playing the Mozart. And we feel very honoured that she's coming to play for us.
How do you attract somebody like Chloe to perform with you? I'm assuming you're at a very high standard already, but even so, it's still to persuade somebody who might otherwise perform at the Proms or some of the other places where she's been. For example, she's played the Metropolitan Art Space in Tokyo. She's played the Royal Festival Hall. This is somebody who, I feel like saying, she could name her fee.
Oh, absolutely. But I think, I mean, you work through an agent and you only have to ask. And I think also Chloe's got a very strong sense of community, so she was very pleased to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yes. What else have you got going on the programme?
We're doing the Brahms Hungarian Dances, two of them, and Schubert's Unfinished Symphony, which is a lovely piece, of course.
This is going to be a stupid question, but how do you complete the Unfinished Symphony? Which point did he stop? Is it just like missing a movement?
No, he left sketches for a third movement.
Right.
And some people have tried to complete it. My own feeling about this, we shouldn't do things like that. We should leave it as it is.
Yeah. Just like stop halfway through the bar or wherever it was to bring it to an end.
Can I ask a stupid question? How do you go about writing a symphony?
Right, now this is a difficult question.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I think composers have different ways of approaching this. Mine tends to be built on harmony and rhythm.
Right.
And usually it's rhythms that I feel and then start including in the music, and the harmonies suggest themselves and thematic material just suggests itself. And I think it's just comes from what's within you.
Mm.
Probably all your musical experiences you've ever had combine. And of course it must be from the heart as
yeah.
well. It's got to be meaningful to the listener. I think communication is very important. So I don't write with a sort of an intellectual intent, but rather that I want to draw the audience in and feel what I'm feeling.
That's a remarkable thing to be able to do. Do you sort of just, you must feel like completely fulfilled.
Well, it's fulfilling and terrifying at the same time, really.
That's very honest of you, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but terrifying because...
Because if you're given a first performance of a work, you know, your head's really on the block at that point and the players are doing their very best for you and you're doing your very best. But if you fail to communicate, I think that you've got a problem.
Mm. In the symphony, how many musicians do you have? How many types of instruments are involved?
Well, in the orchestra, there's about 50 players.
50?
Yeah, so it's a fairly large string section, woodwind section, brass section, and a percussion section, and a pianist actually.
And a
as
pianist.
Well,
when you begin the idea of writing the symphony, however it starts to come to you, are you using the piano to sort of bass it along?
Usually, just for a first theme or idea, but I compose an awful lot without the piano. So I never used to be able to do that, but I think it's a skill you gradually develop over 35 years.
And then are you the conductor the night?
I am, yeah. Yeah, so I've got a busy night.
A busy night.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you get grumpy in rehearsals if it doesn't go quite the way that you're expecting it to?
Oh, you have to ask the players that.
So that's Saturday, both your second symphony and also Chloe Hanslip with Mozart Violin Concerto number 3. How do we get tickets for that one?
You can go online to the ADC ticketing website and order them from there. They're also on the alumni website because it's forming part of the alumni weekend.
Right, okay. So that's at Great St Mary's Church. Another thing you're involved in is something called the Romsey Musical Project. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's the Romsey Music Project. Well, this all came about as an idea during the Mill Road summer. We're fortunate that some of the people organising it are also very fine musicians. And we got together, basically. And I said, well, my offering can be 3 concerts, which was the Baroque concert using the Academy of Great St Mary's, a flute and guitar recital with my lovely wife, and then finally a mashup, it became called, which was lots of different musical styles. And that was in the Cafe of St Philip's and went very well. The Baroque concert was also very successful. So I could see that there would be a need for this. And I'm a great one in bringing music out to people. A lot of the very fine music is centred in the middle of town. I thought it was important that we get further out and communicate with people. It saves them travelling. They've got a nice venue to listen to it in. And it's their music. I mean, there's divides between different types of music. There's only good music and bad music, as far as I'm concerned. And it's our heritage, and it's for everybody. And that's the premise I work on.
Well, Adam, thank you very much for coming in to chat to us this morning. I hope the performance goes well for you at Great St Mary's on Saturday. And do pop back and tell us maybe a little bit more at some point about the Romsey Music Project. Next time you've got something on, be good to hear about that. That's Adam Pounds. Tickets, as you heard, for the performance from the Academy of Great St Mary's on the ADC website. It is 19 minutes past 8 o'clock. Couldn't resist. Here's The Verve and the Bittersweet Symphony, and it's on Cambridge 105 Radio. Thanks very much, Adam.
Thank you.
Cambridge 105.